Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, fear. Before you sit down, there's something I need to explain. Since you're here, I think I should tell you. Since we last talked, things have changed. See, I'm tired of being brokenhearted. So I made a list and you're on it. All my hopes and my dreams you took from me. I want those back before you leave. Hello, dear.
Hello. No matter what you've done to me,
God healing my hurtful places.
See that seat to the left?
That seat that was yours now is taken. I'm no longer afraid. See, I'm better this way.
And one more thing.
And one more thing before you leave.
Whoa.
Never again will I love you.
See this heart?
Thank you for tuning in. This is Giving God the Glory. I am your host, Isaac Adams. I am so wonderfully pleased to be with you this evening. What are you fearing? What is the situation? Why are you not putting it all in God's hands? What is going on? Haven't you been through enough? Hasn't he delivered you through enough for you now to say, you know what? God's got it. God, I ain't got to keep fighting with you. God's got it. I ain't got to keep stressing about this job. God's got it. I ain't got to keep worrying about my bills. God's got it. Why are you in such fear to call on the Creator himself? Why are you afraid to ask God for help? Why are you afraid to praise God and give him the praise that he deserves? My God is an awesome God. He has carried me, you, everybody all this time. What is your fear? I thank you for tuning in. This is Giving God the Glory. I am your host. My name is Isaac Adams. I am so pleased and so happy to be back with you. It has been a while, y'all. 7 days. I was excited. I was looking forward to getting back and being able to speak to my people, God's people. I mean, we're connected. Even though we may not know each other, we are connected. I mean, one body fit tightly together. So I got to watch out for you just saying, well, you got to watch out for me. I got to make sure you on your P's and Q's and on your toes, too, because we might have a little itch that you need to scratch. You know, you over there doing your thing, and sometimes you forget that we may have an itch or something that needs to be scratched. I need for you to stand up, be that awesome child of God that you are, and let's get together, do some wonderful things, reach people who are, in other words, will not be reached, because they're not so in tune. Everybody is not designed to go to hell. I wasn't designed to go to hell. It's hot. I'm not trying to go and burn for the rest of my life. I had to get to a place, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are going to go through this if you haven't. You're going to get to a place where you're like, you know what? I'm tired of doing me. I messed up. I had issues picking wrong relationships. I had issues doing the same old thing. I was getting stuck in a rut, not knowing how to proceed or move forward. And I kept asking myself, what's next? What is next? There was a time that I thought that I would just be dead soon. I remember just sitting back waiting to die. Anybody ever felt like that? You felt like, you know, I was just, you know, like my life is over. Is this all? Is this God thing even worth it? I was waiting to die. I figured that God would take me soon. I came from a neighborhood in Long Beach, California. And what we saw back at that time is that a lot of people weren't making it past 19 years old. People my age were getting killed. People were dying off. And I figured back then I would not live. You ever got to a place that you were so low in your life and you had no idea where your next food was coming from, your next dollar was coming from, where your help was coming from? I've been there. I know some of y'all can relate, but what happened to me is I went back to some of those old-time songs. Y'all remember them old-time songs? Look to the hills, but whence comes your help? Why your mama singing in the choir and your auntie stamping their feet and the pastor up there shouting? I remember that stuff. I was raised in the church, but like most of us, I stepped away because there was a time where I knew God, but in my mind, sometimes I questioned. Because I went through so much and I questioned, is this God thing really worth it? I got to give up my fornication. I got to give up my drinking and smoking and all of that. And I don't even know if this Jesus is really coming back. I didn't know what to do, so I faded off. Don't act like I'm the only one, because I know some of y'all faded off with me. I remember a lot of y'all fading off. We somewhere doing everything we thought was big and bad enough to do, because we're human. The human side kept kicking in, and we forgot that we were put here for a reason. Why? We were put here for a specific reason, and I know sometimes, man, life gets hectic. Man, I done been through it. I'm pretty sure you have. I know people that's been homeless. You may even know some that's been homeless. Trying to find a place, trying to find something to do, trying to find a place just to lay their head. I talked to someone today. They've been going through it. They've been displaced because of a relationship. They've been displaced. And as I was speaking to them, they told me the situation. And I talked to them and I said, you know what? The reality is that what was going on in your home, you asked for peace from it. Now, sometimes the things that we ask for is exactly what God is going to give to us. But he's going to give it to it in his way. Not your way. It's his way. Remember, thy will be done. Jesus even said, you know, Lord, if you please take this cup from me, but nevertheless, thy will. What is God's will for you? Sometimes we step out. We get to a place where we are kind of, you know, walking in our own lane versus being coherent or being at a place where we can hear God's word. You ever been trying to get a, Lord, I'm trying to get a prayer through. I need a response. I need a response. Right now, Lord, I need you to speak to me right now, Lord. I need to hear from you right now, Lord. You know, my baby daddy tripping and he done kept my EBT card and I don't know what he's doing over there with it. And his other baby mama called me. You know, you come on now. I'm not talking about something that's foreign. You guys have been there. I've been in certain situations where I needed to hear from God as soon as, I mean, like today, right now. But I had to remember, my mama saying, boy, it ain't your timing. It's God's timing. It is not about you. It's about his will for you. Come on. It's about what he is doing through you. You may look at yourself in the midst of the struggle, but although the struggle is there, God is there too. He has never left you. So he's there. So what is it that you're having issues with? Not following God's word or his will for your life? You keep going through the same old thing because you're doing you. I've been doing me. I'm doing me. I know you are. Callers, give me a call, 215-383-3958. I would like to hear from you. We want to hear what you got to say. We want you to express yourself. We want you to talk to us. I had people call in with testimonies and some awesome testimonies, and it just lets me know that God is still working. He is still moving. Although you may not see him, but I remember listening to Pastor Steele, Kingdom of the Valley. He said, when God is blessing somebody that you know, get ready. That means that he's in the neighborhood. And I thought, whoo, that's an awesome word. If he's in the neighborhood, I need him to stop by my house because I'm in need of a blessing. I know that you're in need of a blessing, and we want to be a blessing to you. So right now, I would like to just right now, I'm going to step in right now and just ask God right now, Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you right now, God, for the opportunity, Lord, to reach out to you for your people, Father. There are some, God, that are going through discomfort right now, the loss of a loved one, God. There are some, God, that are being displaced right now, and they're looking for a word from you, Father. They're trying to hear from you, Father. Lord, we have some of our fellow Christians, God, that are just in need of encouragement, God. So, Father, I stand before you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and I ask, Lord, that you forgive us for each and every sin, God, that we've committed, omitted, we done left out, God, each and everything, Father. You said if we confess, Lord, that you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and lead us to the path of righteousness for your name's sake. So, Father, I ask, Lord, for your forgiveness. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you look down upon your people, God. Put precepts in place, Lord. Allow, Lord, your spirit to move, God, in the midst of your people, Father. Lord, I thank you right now, God, for hearing our cries, God, and our word, Father. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you continue, God, to get the glory out of your people, Father. We will put in for you, God. Lord, allow us to get back in line, God, Lord. Allow your ear to hear us, God. I know that you are there, Father. Lord, touch those who are in need of your touching hand, God. Let heal those who are in need of your healing power, God. Lord, comfort those who are going through it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen those, God, who are falling weak, Father, Lord. I thank you, God, for what you are doing, God, not only through this ministry, but each and every like-minded individual, God. For those who have not yet come, Lord, I thank you for them, God, because I know that they are on their way, God, because we're going to be obedient. In Jesus' name, we are going to be obedient. We're going to reach out. We're going to touch lives, Lord. We are going to heal the sick, Lord, through your power, God. We're going to lay hands on people, God. We are going to operate, God, the way we're supposed to, Father, as children of the Most High. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen. I am your host. My name is Isaac Adams. You have tuned into Giving God the Glory, and I thank you all for being here. We're going to get into our show in a minute, but right now I'm going to give you something nice to listen to. This is Featured Haddock. This is God Did Not Give Up on Me, and I thank God for not leaving me by the way. Thank you, Lord.
The homeless is still homeless, the poor is still poor, yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless war. And yes, we're fighting terrorism, what about the quiet racism, dividing among ourselves, somebody's crying for help, heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. And they may not play this on the radio, cause the devil don't want you to know. If we don't stop the hypocrisy, the nation will lose its soul. Then rather play music about money and sex, like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show some respect, cause God ain't through with us yet. Heaven to listen. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. Yeah, yeah. Heaven knows. Heaven knows. The preachers, that's not feeling. Oh, heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows.
Wow, 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 wow. That is so powerful. That was Dietrich Haddon. God didn't give up on me. Heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. The Bible talks about a great cloud of witnesses. Those who have done it before, those who have been there and they're watching over you now, they've taken their place. Not only did they take their place on earth, but now they're sitting in heaven and they've taken their place and they are just watching. I know sometimes we find ourselves going through so much in life that we end up complaining. We're complaining about every little thing. And last week we had Elder Stephen Richardson from Good News Church of God in Christ in Long Beach who came on, and he actually co-hosted with me last night. So thank you, Lord, for allowing him. And he brought up a great point. He said, how are we going to consider ourselves conquerors if we're not conquering anything? Every situation come up, we're crying about it as if it's not just part of our journey. If God allowed his son, Jesus Christ, to be tortured and tormented and beaten and all of these other things that he went through, what makes you think that you're going to escape anything? What you go through in your life is part of your life. God knows what he's doing. We second guess him as if we can do a better job. I used to do the same. I promise you, I used to second guess God in relationships. Woo, I know right there, bam, I hit a whole bunch of y'all on relationships. You ever wanted to be with somebody and you saw how things went when you guys decided to deal with each other, whatever the case, but you still tried to force the issue? You ever tried to force the issue and then realize, like, maybe this is not what God wants me to be? Why is it such a struggle being with this particular person? You were out of line. You were doing self. You were not where God wanted. Now, it's okay. Now, some people come into your life for specific situations and to help out a little bit. Some are there because he put them in place to just give you a word. And I have to admit that I'm guilty of taking advantage of who God has placed in my life. Sometimes it would be somebody that I should just speak to and share a word with, and I took it a little further. That was me doing Isaac or being Big Bub or whoever I felt like I was at that time, Casanova, Chocodile, or whatever. That was me doing myself, trying to be me. I was trying to fulfill my own. You ever been in a place where you realize, like, you know what, there's something of I feel out of place, but you stayed there? I know this is hitting some of y'all because I know some of y'all. You stayed there, although you knew that you were out of place. You felt like maybe God might be wrong. He might be wrong this time, or maybe he's not wrong, but I just don't want to listen to him. You know what? This feels too good to me. I'm enjoying myself so much that I don't want to be away from this person. I want to be with them. I want to deal. I've been there. I know some of you have. Don't get afraid. I mean, this is, come on. One thing, if you guys know me, I'm very straightforward, and I like to laugh, and I like to talk about God, I love to share his word. But at the same time, I'm a firm believer that God is okay with you having fun and enjoy in life. He didn't put you in this world to be miserable. If you are miserable right now, then there's an issue. If your people are on the outside watching you and they're noticing that you are having a miserable life, then maybe you should seek God for yourself. Don't think everybody, man, my family don't like you. Your family don't like them for a reason. You may not see the horns in the tail, but maybe they do, you know, or whatever the case. And understand, it's okay to be okay. It's okay to have to go through some things. It's okay to endure pain. You know, the Apostle Paul said it, as he said, I'm not saying that I done, you know, conquered everything, but what I'm saying is that I still press towards the mark of the high calling. I'm still trying to get everything that I've been through. I understand this was part of my life, but I'm still going to press. I'm still going to keep going. So many of us give up and sit on the couch. Ooh, I know, huh? So many of us give up and sit in the pew. A word burning inside of you, and you sitting on it. How is God going to say, well done, if you ain't doing nothing? You ain't doing nothing. You sitting down. You passing out water. You're not being proactive with that ministry or that burning desire within you. I had to get up and get off of my butt and spread his word like I promised him I would do. You know, sometimes we get to that place where we're promising God, Lord, I love you, Lord. Will you, Lord, if you just be there for me, if you get me out of this situation, Lord, I tell everybody about you. Come on, don't act like I ain't by myself because I did it. I know some of y'all went to jail and Lord, if you just get me out of this, then Lord, I will praise your name. And I thank God for those who kept those promises, because God didn't forget. I know you think you got away with something, but God didn't forget. I thank God for all of those who actually changed their lives. So many of us now, we go through so much that we forget that heaven is watching. Heaven is listening. I thank God for my sister Monica Caldwell, First New Life, Pastor Aubrey Barwell. I mean, this young lady, I've been knowing Monica for a long time, and she always has a word. I watch her on Facebook bless people. She's blessed me so many times just by the word that she shared. We're supposed to go out to all nations teaching them what God has taught, what Jesus has taught us. And he said, I'll be with you to the end of day, end of time. You can share God's word from your laptop, from your cell phone. I mean, you're so busy on Facebook doing what? Doing what? I thank God for him. I got another brother out there, young Itza, Harvest Covenant Church, Pastor Jerome Johns. This young man, I've watched him grow up. You know, and he was a little bitty boy when I first met him. But now I see how God has blessed him. I see his life is being transformed. The whole thing is that you're going to go through that transformation. The thing is, don't get out of the process. Don't run back to old Isaac or your old ways or whoever you were back then, your nickname. Don't run back to that image. That's not for you. God called you. And when he called you by name. He didn't call you. He didn't call me Big Bub. I need you to come over here, and I need you to come over here. No, it wasn't that. He called me by name. Matter of fact, he knew my name. He called me, chose me, called me, prepared me. My thing now was to walk accordingly. How many of us are hearing God and know that he's calling us, but you are refusing to answer the call? I promise you, you'll end up like me. I didn't want to answer it. I heard him plain as day, Isaac. I heard him plain as day. I refused to listen. I ended up in the hospital 5 days. I thought I was invincible. I thought it was all about me. But God was having his way with me. While I was in that hospital, I couldn't do nothing but pray. Lord, oh my God, I'm sorry I wasn't listening. Lord, forgive me, Lord. I know I've been away, Lord. I know I've been running around, Lord. Doing whatever I wanted to, smoking all I want to smoke. But Lord, I am sorry. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I knew right then it was time for me to get my act together. Now, it did take a little while for me to get to where I'm at. That's part of the transformation. That's part of the process. I mean, I know without a shadow of a doubt, there's nothing in my mind that tells me anything different. I know that to God, I'm worth it, and I know that he's worth it. All he has saved me from, oh my gosh, everything he has kept me from, everything he's allowed me to go through, man, he's been awesome, man. You guys know, I know some of y'all, you know, some of us, we've had our share of ups and downs because of our disobedience. Ouch. Ouch. We don't want to talk about not listening. We don't want to talk about being disobedient. He said obedience is better than sacrifice. Why are you sitting there acting like you don't hear him? Pretending like it's not you he's calling. Acting like I have another day. We've lost so many. We've lost so many people. I mean, guys, rest in peace, David. Rest in peace, Dash. Rest in peace, all those that we've been just, they've been falling by the wayside, Terry. And it's like, I pray that God really uses the situation to help some people. I know that he will, but I pray that we receive through those people's lives a change of heart. A change of heart. I really, really want us to get a renewed spirit, a renewed vigor in life, you know, really get back to basics, calling on God and praising God and praying, not only by yourself, but with your family. I want to hear from you. My name is Isaac Adams. This is Giving God the Glory. To reach me is 215-383-3958. If you want, you can reach me on Facebook. I am sitting here enjoying my life. It's crazy that I had to wait till I got 47 to really enjoy my life, but I wouldn't trade my journey for nothing in the world. I am so grateful and thankful for what God is doing, not only through me, but through you as well. I thank God for my boy Tony Lopez. I've been knowing Tony, Antonio. I've been knowing Tony for so long. We went to school together in Long Beach, California. He used to ride a motorcycle. We was like in the seventh grade, ninth grade. He was in the ninth, I was in the seventh, so he's probably about 64. And he used to ride a motorcycle with a big windshield, and I used to laugh. We all laughed at him or whatever. But God has brought this guy through so much. I mean, from being shot, and they left him for dead, and he's made it. He has made it. And he has made it out of all of that. So now it's like, you know, I mean, the least you can do when God has brought you through is to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know, right now, this is your life. You know, I thank God for everything that he's doing. I thank God for you. I thank God for him allowing us to get past it all. We're going to go to a break right now, but I am going to leave you with this. This is about the Kirk Franklin album.
It's over now. I feel like God can make it. The storm is over now. No more cloudy days. They're all gone, gone away. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now.
Thank you for tuning back into Giving God the Glory. I'm your host, Isaac Adams. We want to hear from you. We're doing shout-outs right now. We have people that are logged in to Facebook. They're talking about their pastors and the churches that they go to. And I thank God for those people. Don DeCox, who's out in San Jacinto, California. Donda follows me, and I follow her, and she's doing some wonderful, awesome things down there at San Jacinto Assembly with Pastor Jim Johnson. Shakira Dillon, she is over at Good News Church of God in Christ with Pastor Stephen Richardson. Pastor Richardson was our guest host last week. Man, he had an awesome word. If you guys are in California, check out Good News Church of God in Christ. Go down there. There's an awesome ministry going on down there. And the one thing that I know that you don't want to miss is the movement of God. You know, sometimes you can go to church all you want, but if you do not feel the movement of God and the Spirit of God, you can learn all the Bible that you want. You can know every word in the Bible and still not make it to heaven. The only thing, you want to have some type of relationship with the Almighty Father. You have access. What are you waiting on? Is it fear? Is it guilt? A lot of times people feel like my life is not worth it, or Lord, I done so much wrong. Man, God is not keep tripping off of what you done did. A one night stand. Well, and you, get up, ask for forgiveness, get back in line, get where you're supposed to be. It's too many of us standing on the sideline and not putting the word of God out where it needs to be to your family members. It starts at home first. Ministry starts at home, to your family member, to that son, to that daughter who's straying, and you're watching them stray away. Are you for real? Well, pastor or minister, I don't know what to do. Pray. Ask God to move in the midst of your home. Trust me, the devil ain't trying to sit up in there if nothing but the Spirit of God is in there. He's only trying to kill, steal, and destroy, and trying to separate you from the love of God, which he cannot do. Well, God has given us through Christ, is he allowed us to be placed in his righteousness. We are there in Christ. That's the thing, to be in Christ. Now, if you're not believing if this God thing is real or worth it, then there's already an issue there. But I'm pretty sure a lot of us have been through so much that we know that if it had not been for him, where would I be? I have to say that because I know personally how good God has been to me. I thank God for Pastor Titus Lee on the West Side, 15th Avenue in Cocopah. City of Hope, if you are looking for a church home, any of these churches that I mentioned, you're going to go there and be fed. You want to be fed. If you are at a place that you're not being fed, then what are you bringing? Because sometimes it's not what we receive. It's what we give. What did we bring to church? Sometimes we only come in to hear a word, and we should have brought a word with us. We should have brought his Spirit with us. We sitting around waiting on the pastor. Pastor's a little dry today. Pastor didn't say nothing. He wasn't talking to me. And what did you bring? Pastor's not by himself. Sheep begat sheep. It wasn't the pastor's job to fill you every Sunday. Sometimes you need to be filling somebody else. Oh, come on now. Sometimes you need to be sharing a word, too, at home, on your job, in the grocery store. Don't forget who you are. We are children of the Most High. I thank God for everybody, man. I thank God for even my enemies. I know it was times where I used to hold on to grudges. Anybody ever held on to a grudge, a bad relationship, it ended terribly, and you held on to it? You actually put yourself in a place where you weren't able to receive your blessing. How is he going to bless you if you're sitting over there harboring and tripping about what he's allowed you or what he's giving you? He's giving you peace now. Accept the peace. He's giving you strength now. Accept the strength. You know, he's giving you freedom. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. What are you waiting on? What are you bound to? What holds you back from your praise, from giving God the glory? What holds you back? Don't let your past, come on, your preacher, your circumstances, your spouse. Ouch, I'm going to touch somebody right there. Don't let anything hold you back. Don't let nothing hold you back. God is wanting to bless you. The Bible said it is his joy to give you the kingdom. He wants to bless you. If you are walking around feeling like you are not being blessed, maybe it's you. I mean, I'm just saying. Maybe you're out of pocket, or out of line, or whatever the terminology is nowadays. They're making up so many words. Well, I'd be having to find a young person to tell me what does that mean. My daughter said that her hair was on fleek. I was like, is that a word? It's on fleek. Oh, Lord. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't even know how do you spell it. Is that E-E or E-K or what is it? You know, we have to make sure that we're mindful of what goes on in our homes, especially our younger children, those who are in the house. What are you teaching your child? I listened to my nieces and them come for the holidays, and they sung gospel songs. They went in the room, and that's what they sung. I thought to myself, raise the child up in the way that they should go. Amen for that. Hallelujah. I said, wow, that's what you want. But if your child is running around singing No Flex Zone, they know better. You should know better. Somebody should know something because that child is learning from someone. Who are you letting in your circle? Who are you letting influence the child or the children that God is giving you? Who are you letting, after God has brought you through everything, who are you letting influence your children? We want to hear from you. Give me a call, 215-383-3958. That is the number to call in for prayer requests, for testimonies. Just even if you feel like, hey, you know what you want to shout out to your church, shout out to your business, even shout out to your loved one. We are here for that. We are giving God the glory. I am your host, Isaac Adams. I thank you for all that you are doing. And I look forward.
Amen. There's another one. There's another one.
Everything.
There's another.
God has.
It says, let me touch you.
In Jesus' name.
You are real.
Amen.
If I can just touch the hem of your garment, I know I can be made whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We just want to have a little worship over here before we go on with the program. Come on, family. Sing it with me. Oh.
Touch you.
Hallelujah. 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 I like to call that the vote.
Because of Christ.
Now we can say
then we